Today, I want to encourage you to be the alien. Be the person that's willing to do what nobody else would do, to live the life that you know you deserve. I want to share this thought with you today because I had a revelation in my own life where I started feeling alienated and alone in my life. And what's sad about it is when I started feeling like this was at a time in my life when I was experiencing high and frequent amounts of success. I mean, big wins after big win after big win after big win, and I felt like everything was going great. On the outside, everything felt amazing, right? You know, oh wow, you're graduating college, you got a master's degree, and you're opening a business, and you're, you know, traveling, and you're doing all these great things, and you're having success in your career, and moving up, and doing these different things, and oh, he's trying to motivate other people, and you know, starting to do motivational speaking and going around to different businesses and going to different nonprofits and community centers and doing whatever he can do to, you know, try to share the gifts that he was blessed with, right? Sometimes, like, for a long time in life, we don't realize what those gifts are. I know for myself personally, like, I didn't embrace a lot of the things that I'm really good at, right? Until really late in life, and it just took age, it took maturing a little bit, it took soul searching, it took being humble and looking in the mirror and kind of accepting my faults and not beating myself up for them. I think that's one thing that we really got to stop doing. Is we cannot be perfect. We can't be trying to project perfect. And that was something that I was trying to do, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Because you're not. So then every time you mess up, every time you fuck up, every time you do whatever, right? Anytime you just do human shit, you beat yourself up for it. And that's not okay. Right? Like, because you there's no perfect, right? Like, we are not perfect, you guys, and we need to be okay with the flawed versions of ourselves. And I think that's something that I'm getting some clarity on. It's definitely not something that I have figured out. I'm working through that. But you know, I felt weird, you know. It's like you feel like sometimes when you're, you know, you feel like you're doing the right thing, you would think that you wouldn't feel alone, that you wouldn't feel like you're kind of on an island. But sometimes people, they look at you like you're an alien, like you're crazy. I remember when I was going through this, you know, the span when I decided to go back and, you know, go back to college and do some things and really try to pursue a different direction when it came to my career. But also I'm really a lifelong learner. I really love to learn. But the sad part of it is I always hid that growing up. I didn't embrace the fact that I was smart. I didn't embrace the fact that I like to, you know, learn stuff and like teach things. And like, one thing I've always done is like, every time I learn something, I always try to like share it with somebody else. And what I found is when I did that, I learned it better. And it's like, it's funny because it's like, not only am I helping somebody and like sharing it out, you know, just trying to share, you know, a nugget or a resource or a revelation like I'm doing here or just whatever, you know, if somebody asks me a question, like, I love helping people. And like, anybody that knows me literally knows that people can just like inbox me stuff all the time. And like, if I have an answer, I will give it to you. If I don't know, I'll just say, I don't know. And I'll try to send you to somebody that I would think would be more of an expert at it, right? Like, I never try to be like that person that just think he knows it all. Like, I don't. Like, I know what I'm good at, you know, and I'm more than willing to like offer ideas, but like, I don't know. I just always been like that. Like, I like sharing, you know, things with people. I don't consider myself selfish in that regard. Like, you know, because like, I don't know. That's just always been me. So anyways, just understand that when you're grinding and you're doing the things that nobody else understands, like when I was going to school, working a full-time job and raising my kids and being a husband and, you know, trying to work on music and building a studio and trying to get this Digital Dex brand off the ground and, you know, my Tef Talk stuff and let that fall off because I was doing so much, right? And we got to understand we can't spread ourselves too thin. We can't burn out. We can't allow ourselves to burn out because we're trying to do everything all the time, because then you're not going to do many things great, even though you have greatness within you. So what I learned over the, you know, just in general is like, let's just focus on two or three things, right, that we're really, really good at, and just go hard at that. Go as hard as you can at that and just be the best at two or three things. All in, 90% of your time you're spending on that, the 10% of the time you're spending exploring new ideas and doing some different things, right? Really trying to focus in on your grind. And I learned something that is just like the way to go, right? Shouts out to Social Media Marketing World. It's in Andrew and Pete. Shout out to Andrew and Pete, the 90% rule, man. These guys, they get it. Just follow them on the Andy and Pete show, man. These guys, man, check them out. They're killing the internet, killing social media. Been online for like 2 years and they're just dominating. It seems like they're dominating the world. But anyways, back to our story, right? Just stay focused, you know? Stay focused on not what people think too, you know? Like, know that what you're doing is coming from a good place. If you're focused on something good, then don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about the fact that your circle is going to start getting smaller because you're grinding and putting in the work and they're scared to get their hands dirty, or they don't believe in themselves yet, so they're trying to like portray and cast off this bad energy on you, and you don't really need that, you know? So don't fall for it, you know? Don't be that guy that just, you know, let somebody get in their head. Don't be that girl that lets somebody get in their head, like, oh, she thinks she better than me. No, she don't think, you know, we don't think we're better than anybody. We're just trying to be a better version of ourselves today than we were yesterday. That's the goal, right? You know, and also, you guys, like, I have been so focused on these huge monumental victories, you know, master's degrees, college degrees, and, you know, building businesses and speaking and like these big, you know, these huge wins, right? Doing these huge things. And it's like all along the way, all that work you put in to get these big things to happen, we got to celebrate that stuff. We got to celebrate that little stuff. We got to appreciate the human connections and the things that of that nature. I mean, we really got to get back to that. Get back to that human connection. Get back to trying to make meaningful connections with a handful of people instead of the masses, right? If we start focusing on making the most impact, right, where we can find our lane, where we're going to be successful, where we're going to win, where we're going to dominate our space, is when we can really start to focus on a handful of really deep connections and wins. Those are the type of connections that last forever, right? Those are the type of connections that people remember, is those deep connections, those human connections where you feel like you belong, where you feel like that they understand that you're more than just a body in a targeted area or radius of where they're trying to sell or hack their stuff to you, right? So understand that there's a lot of opportunity out here for you. Understand that there's also equal amount of obstacles, and we have to just like assume they're gonna arrive, right? It's inevitable. It's gonna happen. We can't control it. Only thing we can control is how we react to those things, right? So when things happen to us, even when we're feeling down and out, I learned this, you know, where when I stopped doing my Tef Talk videos, it wasn't that I didn't have anything to say, right? It was, I didn't feel good about myself. I don't want to get on camera. I don't want nobody looking at me today because I don't feel good about myself. Because, you know, it's just like, I don't know. We got to fight through some of those things. And I also realize is that when we're going through that, everybody's going through something. Somebody's going through something right along with you. I talked to so many of my friends, and everybody has had major things happening to them. major life events. Everybody's having these things happen to them. It's not just you or me or anybody. Like, we're not being picked on, but we have to figure out a way to react better. We have to realize that even when you're not feeling well, you have to just continue to push forward because your dream is worth it. You're worth it. We're all worth it. Let's just start being better to each other. Let's start thinking about how our actions impact other people. Let's start thinking about, is this the right thing to do? And let's just start being just good, right? Let's just be the way you were raised. Be the way, you know, respect people. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And let's go out here. Let's try to make an impact. Let's provide value. Let's give people things that they need, that they deserve, that you know is going to work for them, that you know can help change their lives. Find your passion. And be patient with yourself, but also understand that if you want to be great, you got to be willing to put in those 10,000 hours, right? And usually it's probably more. So be willing to work hard, you know, be willing to work hard, be willing to say, you know what, I'm gonna put as much on me as I can. I'm gonna focus on the things that I control, right? I'm gonna focus on the things that I control, and I'm gonna get after it a little bit every single day. That's it. Not know this person did this, this person did that, this person said this, this person did that. Great. You can't control that. They might have said or did all that, right? They might have. But that shouldn't stop you. Continue to climb. Be the alien, but understand that being alienated from people that don't want to see you grow is not a bad thing. It's your boy Tef. It's your boy Dex. I really appreciate you guys, man, and I appreciate people being patient, working through, you know, being able to share more of this stuff. I am gonna develop a plan that is a lot more consistent because you guys deserve that. People that follow this, that are looking for something, looking for somebody that wants to take a journey with them, that's what I wanna do. I wanna take a journey with you guys. And let's just kill it. Let's just be the best versions of ourselves possible. Let's be a place where people belong and are able to, you know, build each other up, you know, to have big ideas and be supported, you know, and told when things are good, bad, or where you could be improved, and, you know, understand that there's a network of people around you, a lot of like-minded people out here in the world that have similar, you know, goals and aspirations. And you know what? Surround yourself with those people. Surround yourself with the people that are doing the things that you want to do in life. That's how you're going to find success. Be a lifelong learner. Understand that you have value, but there's so much out here that you don't know. You need to be willing to learn. And listen, sometimes the best thing to do is just sit there and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. And it's funny, the longer that you're patient, the longer that you do the right things, the longer that you start to surround yourself with the right type of people, the people that are doing the things that we've been talking about, building up people, treating them the right way, providing value, understanding that what they provide is valuable, right? So they deserve to get something in return. And usually it starts with that relationship. If you can just gain a friend, you know, gain somebody that respects you. If you can, like my man's George told me, George B. Thomas, shout out to George. He said, when I meet people, I like to meet them with a smile. And when I leave, I hope that I leave them smiling. Right. And that is completely me. That so resonated with me. And that's probably why me and George been cool. Right. Like, we just clicked. Like, we got similar views on the world, and we love people. And anyways, that's my homie. So y'all make sure y'all check out George. But yeah, just do that, you guys. Just do that. Understand that you do deserve it. No dream. You know, there's no time limit on it, right? I don't see how dreams have time limits, right? We have to be realistic, but there's no time. Your dream should not be time bound. We all gonna go someday regardless. And the time that we are here is gonna pass whether you're working on your dream or not. So you might as well get out there and just grind. So yeah, I just want to check in. It's kind of more of like a tough testimonial. You know, it's not necessarily a tough tip. It's a longer version piece, and I'm thinking about doing things like this, mixing it up a little bit. Some of these longer pieces, this could turn in more into the podcast side on the audio side, but also, you know, a weekly tough tip video. I think I'll probably continue to do the quotes, but I'm gonna probably just, you know, start doing my own quotes, you know, taking you guys more in the mind of how I view the world. Not so much of the people that I admire, the things that I read and share. I want to start sharing more resources, not necessarily a quote from, you know, random people every single day. I'd rather give you a quote from me, a video from me, a podcast from me, you know, a blog post, a Facebook Live, something, right? I don't know. Let's get after it, man. If that sound like something that you want to do, you want to be a part of a community that just wants to help build each other up and be the best versions of ourselves possible, so we can give back more, right? So we can be more involved, so we can support our families, so we can have peace of mind, so we can feel better, so we can have a genuine connection. I think that's important. The world is lacking real, like, genuine human connection, and I really felt that. So that I really, really, really feel the need that I just need to get back in front of people again. You know, I think that's going to be my goal, is to start small and try to change one life at a time. And I think quickly that power is really going to come. I think it starts with the people. If we can build the people up, and we give people the resources and the confidence to know that they can walk towards their dream in strength, with strength, wow. And understand that they got people behind them that are supporting, you know, not the crab in the bucket trying to pull them down, because we're all up there. So it's your boy, man. I'm really looking forward to the rest of this year. I don't know. Appreciate y'all, man. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.